from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. I know we are. We're loving this. This is the Club at the Pub. It's all Club 1080 edition of the program today.
I don't know anyone else, but I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
We're out here at 10 Barrel Brewing in Northwest Portland. Come on by. The pub beer made here is the official beer of Cheap Fun.
My drinking finally has a sponsor, and let me just say for the record, it's about time.
And the official beer of Club 1080.
That's right.
Hence the Club at the Pub. Now, tomorrow we're going to be back here supporting the Portland Grand Prix, but for now...
Not Club at the Pub.
It's all club.
Tomorrow will be sports.
You have to do boring topics tomorrow.
I know.
This is fun. I think we should do this all the time. And I'm not kidding.
It is a lot of fun.
I'm not.
It kind of harkens back to, and I know this is going to sound terrible, and so spare me your text messages and whatever, you know, whatever.
Uh-oh. I loved COVID.
Exactly.
The COVID shows.
COVID was terrible, okay? It was awful. I get it. It was, you know, people died, all that. But can we admit that there were some things about COVID that were fantastic? Parking, amazing. Traffic, even better. And let me just say this, the COVID cast, people ask all the time, oh my God, was that the worst time for you guys to be in radio? No, it was the best time because there was no sports, so we got to do this for like 9 months straight, and it was magical. I'm sorry. This harkens me back to those days. I don't want to say that COVID was great. I'm just saying those three aspects, traffic, parking, and Club 1080 basically for 4 hours. I miss it.
Well, no crowds.
Yes, no crowds.
You add that to the list.
It got dangerous, though. There were a couple times where I was driving into work, and I would look down and be like, ooh, I got to slow down. Well, it's bad. Like, you're going across the 205 bridge. There's like three cars on it, and there's no cops. And next thing you know, you're like, well, let's see what this, you know. And you look down at your speedometer, and you're like, ooh, that's problematic. Like, I should stop that. Anywhere you wanted to go, park right up in front. You'd go into a bar with whatever limited service they had, park right in front of it.
You know what else was a residual of COVID? I'm looking at what reminded me of is I'm looking out the window at it.
Yeah.
You know, especially in Portland, but I've seen them in other cities too, like San Diego has a lot of this.
Yeah.
Where they took the sidewalk and made outdoor seating.
Fantastic.
And they kept it.
Yes.
And it's wonderful.
Yes. Who doesn't want to be outside?
It's all stuff that, well, yeah, but none of it was there before.
No, yeah,
but
we've
now
added.
It's like you see it now and you're like, well, why didn't they do that sooner?
Yeah, it's like this. We have a lot of really cool things that came out of war. Like, war is terrible, but sometimes we get, like, byproducts that come off of it, and COVID was like that. And let me just say, yes, outdoor seating, amazing. We all figured out, hey, during the summer,
we don't need the sidewalk.
Amen.
Or you can keep the sidewalk and put tables out there.
Yeah, we can walk around it. It's okay.
That's right.
I'm able to scoot around it. It's fine.
I also think it draws you in better. Like, if you're walking down a sidewalk,
yeah.
like, say you're in Sellwood or something, mm-hmm. and the
outdoor seating,
the tables are on the right and the store front's on your left.
Yeah.
I think it kind of, it's like, how do you not go in?
It's the siren. It pulls you in. You're like, well, I might as well head on in here. Amen to that.
So if you want to have a pub beer with us, the official beer of Cheap Fun and the official beer of Club 1080, beginning today, come on down to 10 Barrel Brewing. They are on special today. Also on special will be the Pub Cerveza, which is in front of us here on the YouTube stream. You can see those,
yeah.
although they're slowly disappearing.
Yes.
And food on special as well. And for the first time ever, we have the Bowl of Control over there, the conch, where you can drop in your Club 1080 topics, and we may or may not get to them.
If you've ever had something that you want us to discuss,
yeah.
the conch is yours.
So after the hot five here, we're going to draw, and we're going to go back into the...
See what happens.
...the Bowl of Control. Right now, though, against our better judgment here on the club, we're going to do a hot five at five.
Yeah.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com.
Hey, it's your window, Daddy. That's right.
It's the best thing to come out of today is you being labeled window, Daddy.
Self-labeled.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got late-breaking news. Hangover actress Natalie Faye. Now, she was the one... You may not know her.
Natalie Faye.
Well, she was the one that was at the counter at Caesar's when he asks, did Caesar really live here?
Oh, okay.
She's a little hot.
Yeah.
Arrested.
Oh.
Domestic battery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, she's adorable.
She's cute.
She was beating on someone?
Not so cute in this mugshot, though.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, she... Yeah, they arrested her in South Miami, Florida. Police responded to a call about an incident with her on-again, off-again boyfriend known as Brady.
Brady.
Perhaps Tom Brady. Doesn't he live in Miami now?
Yeah, that mugshot's a little rough. Although, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, we know my propensity for, I don't mind a little crazy. I'd party with that mugshot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That might get a little wild, although she is very cute.
Exactly. And here's the thing, dude. I can take a punch. I mean,
number four.
You like that.
Let's be honest, dude. I get hit way harder than that on a daily basis. Let's go.
The death of Richard Simmons, they say, has been caused by falls and heart disease, which is really random and weird.
It is kind of. Well, I mean, I think those are probably the two leading causes of death for the olds. You know, although maybe it's because, like, I mean, falls are really bad for the olds, and so if you've got a weak ticker, and then you have a bad fall, and you can't recover from it, and, you know.
Yeah, so this
look,
is...
it was Richard Simmons' time. I think we can all admit that. He hadn't been seen in public in, like, 10 years.
This is according to his brother, Lenny.
Oh, there's a brother, huh?
Lenny Simmons.
Remember he had, like, his caretaker, like, his housekeeper was supposedly keeping him, like, prisoner?
Yeah, but that wasn't true.
Oh.
That was internet rumor.
It's a weird thing.
So, apparently, the coroner called Lenny and was like, yeah, he just fell, had some heart problems.
Man, you know.
He was old.
Yeah, no one.
And sick.
No one questions the olds when they go. When Richard Simmons
lady. How old was he, though?
I think he was in his 80s, was he not?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No, 76.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. When Richard Simmons lady in my neighborhood goes, no one's going to question it. It's just going to be a sad day, though.
You remember that super yacht that sunk off the coast of Sicily?
Yeah, my working theory is that that dude faked his own death to disappear. I think he's still alive.
Well, they have found four more bodies from the wreckage.
Did they find his?
They aren't saying.
Oh, convenient. So they're finding all these other bodies, but not the billionaire whose yacht it was?
I smell a decoy body.
Yeah, convenient. Convenient.
Yeah, the deceased have not been formally identified by Italian authorities.
I'll tell you what.
But there's still one person missing.
Yeah, probably the billionaire. I'm telling you right now, this thing, it's my working... I'm going all RFK, or is it... Yeah, RFK Jr.? Is that the dude running for president?
Right. Yeah,
the conspiracy,
not for long, but
the conspiracy cuckoo? Yeah, this is my RFK Jr. That guy, that billionaire, isn't dead. That guy faked his own death. Now they'll find his body tomorrow, and I'll have to issue an apology. But
see,
until then, that's
well, then you can switch your theory to he was murdered.
Yeah, there you go.
Because who sails a yacht in a freaking
that's the best
water
part.
Tornado?
That's the best part about conspiracy theories is that when they're proven false, you just pivot to a slightly different conspiracy.
J.K. Rowling is having some issues.
Yeah, I think she's been having issues for a while.
Well, she's... Look, well, can I just say, she's an idiot.
Well, yeah. She did write Harry Potter.
But she's entitled to what she believes.
Yeah.
And she has now deleted 27 tweets containing her opinions about trans athletes. You know, she's big into that whole thing. Because of the Olympics.
Yeah. Which, by the way, wasn't even real.
Right.
Just saying.
So there is a rumor now that she was named in a cyberbullying lawsuit about this. And that's why she has deleted her racy messages.
She and Elon Musk. It was
yes.
Yeah, yeah that,
they're
that,
perfect for each other.
That poor woman. And by the way, yes, she was a woman. She was born a woman. She's been a woman her entire life.
She's from
it was
Algeria.
One of the Middle,
Algeria. That's what it was.
Where it's illegal to even be to transition. Like that poor woman was raked over the coals by these morons.
Number one.
So. You know, I don't know if anything will come of her lawsuit, but I feel terrible for her.
And it's official, guys. Bennifer is no more.
Yeah.
And if they can't last, what are we all even doing?
What's the point? Aaron Andrews isn't on the sidelines. Bennifer isn't together.
No like, prenup.
I love in every video, he just looked like he wanted to put a gun to his head.
Well, I think that's because... Partly because she's insufferable.
Probably.
But the other half of that is he's a complete drunk.
Absolutely.
But
and a bit of a womanizer.
They said no prenup and no settlement. They're just both so rich that it doesn't even matter.
They're just like, please go away.
Just go away. Take your money.
Yeah.
Leave
me
alone.
Now Jennifer Lopez is free, huh?
She is free. Good luck.
She's just Jenny from the block, right? She's any interest in Suki from around the corner? No?
I'm guessing not.
Probably not. How do you feel about washed-up practice squad offensive linemen?
You know who you might have a shot with, though, is Holly Saunders. Have you seen the latest with her?
No. What's she up to?
Well, you'd have to battle Oscar De La Hoya for her.
Oh,
apparently,
no.
There's a racy photo of De La Hoya and her dancing.
Yeah?
With De La Hoya's got, like, a banana hammock on. And
oh.
It's a weird thing.
If I could get my hands
they're
on,
together now.
If I could get my hands on De La Hoya, we're fine. Problem is as I was going in, he'd probably hit me 17 times while wearing fishnet stockings, and I don't want to get beat up by a guy wearing fishnet stockings.
Well, Holly Saunders has a lot of high-profile stoopings.
Yeah, she was with that Vegas Dave guy for a while, right?
Yeah, Vegas Dave. She was with Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
She's now with Oscar De La Hoya, so sliding you in there is not that much of a stretch because she was also with that ESPN guy, Eric Casillas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was wild.
Sports guy?
Can I also say, look, I'm not here to throw any shade at Holly Saunders because she's obviously very, very beautiful. Boy, she is going down a bad road. That
plastic surgery?
Yeah, it's not going to go well. Like it's
let's see.
You look at like Pete
Permanent
Holly Saunders versus what she has going on like right now. Like look at some of this stuff. Like this
so is De La Hoya, by the way.
Oh yeah. Well they're
look
doing
at his
it.
Face.
Yeah, they're doing it together, but this is getting a little weird.
Wow. De La Hoya is gonna join Sook's middle aged lesbian club.
100%.
He is.
Oscar De La Hoya, if you're looking at like a Deadpool but the middle aged celebrity lesbian pool, Oscar De La Hoya, get in now, because you still got good odds. I'm telling you, in like 6 years, he's going to look like Keith Urban, like a Latino version. But look at her.
She looks like a Kardashian now.
Yeah, it's getting weird.
I think women do that on purpose, don't they?
I don't know.
To get plastic surgery to look like a Kardashian?
Here's an even worse one. Look at this thing right here. What is happening here?
Yeah.
Like her face
it's just overly plastic.
It's morphine, and not in a good way.
Wow. Yeah. Neither of them can smile.
No.
Ever again.
No, ever again.
So sad.
There is a lot of implants going on, and I'm talking above the neck.
All right. The Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. All right. Up next, we're going to go to the conch. I've drawn the latest surprise Club 1080 topic.
I can't wait.
From the listeners. And the topic is Jason Swigard.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, no.
That's what we're doing.
All right. We'll toy with that. And we'll be right back. We're here courtesy of Pub Beer at 10 Barrel Brewing. in Northwest Portland on 1080 The Fan.
We think.
Yeah, this is an all-club 1080 edition of the show. Club at the Pub, 10 Barrel Brewing today. We're here courtesy of Pub Beer. They make that here.
Yes, they do.
The official beer of Cheap Fun. So we're having some pub beers and having a good time today. The next topic from the conch is Jason Swigard.
Here's the situation.
That's just the topic.
That's what it says.
Nothing specific. Jason Swigard.
Well, look, I was racking my brain for my favorite Jason Swigard stories, and look, I gotta say, I have a soft spot in my heart for the great Jason Swigard.
We love Swag. For all the crap that we give Swag, let me state for the record, we've known Swag for 20 years, and I think he was here before you.
No.
So, but right around that same time, right?
Yeah, I was about to tell that story. I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, because we're the three old hats at the station. We've all been around for 20 years. You, me, and Swag. And for a while, there were three employees basically at the Fan. That's four. Because we had a program director, and there were three employees at the Fan. By the way, our current program director is giving the program director the eh. So we had a pseudo program director, and there were the Fan. The Fan was three people, you, me, and Swag. So, yes, for all the crap we give Jason Swigard, I love Swag. And those were fun times when it was just to see what we've become now versus where we came from. You got to admit, those were kind of fun times when it was the three of us.
Well, my favorite, so we'll tell you what I think is the funniest Swag story in a moment. But I love Swigard.
Yes.
And I don't ever see him anymore because he does mornings and we do afternoons and we never cross paths.
And he has like nine other jobs, so we, you know.
But when I was starting in radio, and I love doing radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't have to be sports, radio.
Sure.
Much like today.
Hmm?
Hint, hint. I went to the boss at the time, Alan Davis. Who had no time for me. I was just a young intern.
Yeah.
And I said, I put a tape on his desk, and I said, hey, I did a couple sports snorts. You want to take a listen and see what you think? He's like,
He's like a 1930s gangster. See?
Yeah, he got up and walked out. Okay. Yeah. Well, so I follow up on the tape a week later, and I tell him, I'm like, hey. He's like, I really liked it. You start on Saturday. Seriously, he said, and I was blown away. That's how I started.
Yeah.
Was doing updates on Saturday morning, and that's when I was doing updates with Gavin Dawson, and Gavin was the host of the show, and Gavin didn't want to host the show all by himself, and so we became a twosome.
Robbing them up.
That's right. Yep. And that's how and then Gavin hated doing the one chair, and so I slid into the one chair, and then that's how I became.
Yep, that's
I mean, it's
how
just,
the whole
that's
thing
how
started.
It all started.
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh God! You got a stain on your shirt, my man. Been a rough day already, huh?
Speaking of old celebrities,
it's Tim McNamara, former GM of the of Odyssey Portland,
and wonderful human being.
Didn't know you were still alive. No. This is great. So I'm
gonna kill the lesser man.
I go to Alan. I'm like, hey. I have an idea, thinking full well he'd tell me to
Go pound sand
and get up and walk out
because
he didn't have time for me. And I said, hey, you know that Mariners, we were doing the Mariners games at the time and playing them on the station. And I was like, you know, those pre and post game shows suck ass.
Yeah.
I love baseball. My man Jason Swigard, who at the time was a producer, was he your producer?
He was our producer, me and Furness.
Was he?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? I don't know that he was.
I think he was. I think it was me, Furness, and Swag.
Well, I got to the station before Swigard. Swigard came in because Mark Amazon, who preceded you, brought him in as his personal intern.
So it was like Swag and Peterson kind of went back and forth. So I'm not sure at the time. I know they both were at one point. I'm not sure who was. It was Jason Peterson and Jason Swigard. We had the two Jasons.
Anyway, I said to Alan, you know, why don't you let young guys cut their teeth like me and Swigard? Doing a baseball show. We love baseball. Baseball's underserved here. That was my pitch to him.
Yep.
And let's do a local thing because the Mariners show sucks.
Yep.
And we'll do something a little more local and we'll have fun with it. And he gave it to us. It was called Baseball Today.
Yep.
Very unique name. And we came on an hour before. An hour after the Mariners because we had to play the Mariner game, clear all the stuff we had to play contractually with Mariners, and then we'd come on.
Yep.
And the very first, and Swigard was the producer, it was me and Swigard. We were over the moon about being able to do this. And the very first game, they had a rain delay and didn't finish until 12:30.
And you guys went on anyways?
Dude, we were so excited. We were sitting in the studio just waiting for this game to end and waiting for the post-game show to end. We came on and we did the damn show.
Yeah.
And to this day, Swigard and I love that show because back then we'd go have a drink afterwards.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Talk baseball, and it was huge for our careers. But to this day, and this is no offense to you because I love what we do, that was my favorite show to do.
Yeah.
It was the very first show I got.
It was so pure, too.
Oh, my God. Right?
It was just a couple of buddies.
And we didn't know anything about what we were doing.
No.
We just did what we thought listeners might like and had a great time doing it. And it was baseball, which I love.
Yeah.
So Swigard, that is why Swigard and I have such a deep, loving connection. It was over that show and the drinks and the chatter after that show when we'd go out.
So I've got so many good swag stories because I've worked with him for so many years, but I'll give you two. The baseball show, there's so many. I don't know how to pick, but you brought up the baseball show, so I'll give you two from the Swigard baseball days that just will always be near and dear to my heart. I remember when they moved your show, like you were doing the baseball show, it was you and Swag. And you guys, I think, had moved it to a different time. You had moved it up right after primetime. And I said, I'm going to be the first guest on your show. I'm going to call in. And you're like, no, you're not. And I was like, yes, I am. I'm going to be the first caller. And you were so adamant. You're like, no, you jackass. And this was back when you were still doing updates.
And no one would call in. So I'm like, there's no way he's going to get through because we would know that it's him.
Because you were doing updates. You weren't on the show yet. It was still me and Finesse. And then you were update guy. And then you would do the baseball show afterwards. And I was like, watch me. So I'm sitting there. As soon as my show ends, I'm in the car. And I'm thinking to myself, how do I get on the show? Because Swag was call screening. And I'm thinking to myself, what do I come up with an accent, whatever? And I'm thinking of all these ways to get on the show, to be the first caller. And I'm thinking to myself, so I'm like, all right, I've got some bits in my head. So I call the number and Swag answers and I freeze. I kind of blank. He's like, where, who are you? And then like, where are you from? And I totally froze, and I said, Jason in Vancouver. And as I said, I was like,
Which is real. Because that's your stupid name.
I'm Jason in Vancouver. And I was waiting for Swag to tell me to go F myself. And Swag's like, oh, yeah, we'll put you right on. And he puts me on hold, and I'm like, So I'm still thinking to myself that you're going to bring me on the air and tell me to go, go to hell and hang up on me. And no, Swag doesn't realize it's me. I'm not hiding my voice, nothing. I said, Jason from Vancouver. And sure enough, Rob pulls me up. He's like, hey, Jason in Vancouver. I'm like, ha ha, first call-in, bitch.
What did you say?
I just started laughing.
I wish we had audio of it.
I was like, I told you I'd be the first caller. And you were so pissed at Swag.
I was.
You were so angry. That was like one of my all-time favorite moments. The other one is, so you did the baseball show, and one day you were gone. You were on vacation. So Swag, who was my producer, he was the producer of me and Furness, and you were on vacation, so Swag was hosting the baseball show on his own after primetime with me and Furness. And that son of a gun paid no attention to our show. He was completely out to lunch because he was focused on prepping for the baseball show, and it pissed me off. I was like, dude, can you focus for 2 seconds? And he's in there, and he's writing down all this stuff, and he was so nervous. He was hosting the show for the first time by himself.
It's a big deal,
everybody.
It was a big deal. So I went into the studio to try to tell him, in all honesty, like, dude, get your head out of your ass. It was like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I was like, you have an hour left. Can you please focus? And he, same thing, he was all bird-brained, and I noticed his cell phone was sitting on the table. So I took his cell phone. I stole it. So I take it in there, and he doesn't even realize his cell phone's gone because his head's up his ass. So I take his cell phone, and I tape it. I turn it on, full volume, and I tape it under his seat where he's going to sit to do the baseball show, right? So my show ends, and he comes in and goes, hey, has anyone seen my cell phone? I'm like, no, dude, I don't know. I don't know what happened to it. And he's like, well, I can't find it. And I'm like, I don't tell you, man. And so he's like, whatever. He's like, I got to do the show. And he's all fired up about the show. So it's taped underneath right where he's sitting. So he starts the baseball show. I leave, and I'm listening in my car as I'm driving home. And I just start calling his phone. And it's buzzing, and it's ringing, and he can't find it. And that whole first segment, he was so flustered. Because all he heard was it ringing and it buzzing, and he couldn't. It was the worst first segment in radio history.
How did he not know it was under the table? I mean, my God, there's only so many places it could be.
I mean, it was taped up under there. And he spent that whole... I must have called that first segment at least 9 times. And he was so flustered. And it's just, it was such a bad open. I almost felt bad, except it was hilarious. And then finally, after the first segment was over, I called into the board, whoever was producing, I said, hey, tell that dumbass to look underneath the desk. And he reaches under and pulls out his phone. To this day, I don't know. I mean, he was pissed, but I don't care. Those are two of my all-time favorite swag stories with the baseball show.
Why do we not keep audio of things like this?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Well, I remember it must have been 12, 13 years ago, we switched over the systems, and yeah. I think all of those old files got dumped.
Damn it.
But I wish we had audio, and you could hear Swag, like, he was so serious about the baseball show, and then in the background you'd hear, and then Swag would stop, and he would, like, you could hear him rustling around desperately trying to find the phone.
The other thing is, speaking of my incontinence, remember when we were at Pac-12 Media Day and we had to rush to the airport?
Yes.
And we had Jill Savage with us in the yep. car, and Swigart had to pull over on the freeway Los Angeles to take a squirt.
Rush hour traffic, 405.
And Jill's just like, what am I doing?
Swag made the driver pull over so he could pee on the freeway.
For a recent Best Of show, we played that segment of you guys recounting that tale from when you got back from that
really?
Trip. Yeah.
Okay, there's probably a lot of details I don't remember.
You're pretty much getting them all.
Yeah. Yeah, Jill was just disgusted.
Yes.
She's like, this is not...
We're like, are you serious?
Not to Jill Savage's standards.
We're like, Swag, can you seriously not
hold? It's like 40 minutes to the airport. It's like, dude, just wait. I can't. Swigart diagnosed with prostate cancer.
For the record, I absolutely... There's so many good ones. Remember when we signed Swag up for the prison pen pal dating site?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he found his wife off of there.
He was so mad that we found a site where you could sign up to date inmates that were getting ready to be released. And so we put Swag's details on there, his picture, but I used my contact. And so that every so often we'd come on the air and I would tell Swag of a potential mate. And he would get so angry. And we were like, what? We're trying to help you. And by the way, I still contend there were a couple cuties in that list.
Probably were.
Probably were.
Wouldn't want to date him, but
no,
probably
I mean,
were.
Yeah. I think the one that we tried to set him up with who was getting out, I think she was just wanted for some white-collar crime. It was just some fraud.
Dude, Jason Swigart is a 1080 The Fan legend.
Legend.
And will remain so.
Yes.
For as long as he is at the station. We love him.
We think.
And there is your Jason Swigart
he
segment.
He is wonderful.
All right, so I've got types of annoying coworkers, and perhaps which fan personality is which.
Mm.
Next, here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. All ends with
beginnings. I like that. Pub 1080.
Yeah, I gotta admit, this has been a lot of fun. This is a fun show.
This is All Club 1080 edition of the program today because Pub Beer is the new sponsor of Club 1080, beginning officially today.
Yeah, I'm having a Pub Cerveza right now.
The official beer of cheap fun. So we're doing All Club. Now, we got a fork in the road here.
Okay, fork away.
We've got, I saw a list of the types of annoying coworkers.
And which one's which?
Well, I thought it would be fun to to tag each one with a fan personality.
Until someone gets giant butthurt over that.
Well, they will, but sure. Look, sometimes there's...
Omelet eggs, it happens.
Sometimes there's shrapnel in radio.
Yeah, you catch some strays.
Or we can go down the road of some of these club topics from listeners in the conch here.
The bowl of control?
There are several of them.
All right, well, where do you want to stay? You are the window daddy. I mean... I'm just here to support the window daddy.
Hey, it's your window
leader.
Daddy.
Which is still the best thing to come out of today.
Hey, it's your window daddy. Me peeing all the time. Somebody said I'm pregnant.
Well, I had to squirt.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll leave it up to Buck. Buck, what do you think? What are you feeling?
Oh, I thought we had too much fun yesterday with the fan... centerfold calendar, if you will, yeah. And all of that. Yeah. So I think we need to go into the types of people and applying them to fan personalities.
All right. And then some of these topics that some of the listeners here want to hear, we'll do in the club.
We got time. We get lightning around that.
The real club. Okay, so yes, 10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers.
Yeah. And which most fits the MO?
Yeah, I guess, you know, look... You guys are all going to relate to this because you all work, most of you work with other people, and you're going to know these people. So we could do this as, you know, which fan personality is which, or just who in our office.
Sure.
Maybe even people that the listeners don't know.
Let's do it.
We've got the first on the list is the loud talker.
Interesting, because I certainly am a loud...
Everybody here perked up.
Here's the situation.
I'm a loud talker, but... At the office, there's only one loud talker that dominates. I'm looking right at her right here.
No. You are missing a very obvious answer.
That's the loud laugher, who, by the way, we can hear on the stream.
First of all, we do have Kim Martinez, our GM, who is the loud laugher.
It's unbelievable. And we've had some loud laughers in our day. I'm looking right at you, Bree. But Kim... Kim's a whole other level.
You'll probably be able to hear her in the background.
Yes. It's so distinctive.
Kim and Scott Roddy in a room is really something.
Oh, right. God, yeah.
You were looking at Tara. It is not. No. There is one and one only. Now, the reason you're probably forgetting him is because he isn't around much anymore, even though he is still employed with us. Yeah. Tim Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is the loudest man alive.
Yes. Ow, that
He's
is
the
true.
Loudest yes. man alive.
Yes, multiple times. And you can tell, like, if you tell me, hey, Sook, you're being loud, I tone it down. I think Tim Taylor turns it up. He goes to, like, 11. You are right on that. That's 100%.
The loud talker is either oblivious to your efforts to get some work done or insensitive to them. Either way, this type of annoying colleague can take over your thought stream and ruin your morning. Thanks, Tim.
Tim Taylor.
So how to deal with the loud talker?
Yeah. Throw something at him?
Well, you could. Make you could call him what you tried to call him today on the street.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... I'm not going to lie. I regret that decision. I'm gonna learn from that. I'm going to learn and grow. I'm going to pull at Brian Flores and be like, you know what? I'm going to learn from that. I'm going to take that home. I'm going to marinate on it, and we're going to be better.
I think really good way to go with this is like the noise-canceling or even just earbuds. The noise-canceling headphones or earbuds.
Yeah.
Because that's a great thing now because you can fake like you're on the phone.
Sure.
Now. Yeah. With that.
Can we, Dr. Evil, can we shush another human being? Shh. Shh. Before you even start, shh. Whole bag of shh. I do that sometimes to the BTJ. If you really want to piss off your gal, just shush her. Boy, I'll tell you what. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah.
Mom's everywhere.
If you really want to crank up the tension in your house, just shush your lady.
Okay, the political agitator seeks recruits for his or her favorite political causes among the staff, oblivious to the fact that this can cause friction among coworkers or perhaps specifically because it can.
I don't think we have a big political guy at the office, do we?
Says regardless of where on the political spectrum this individual might reside, the political agitator will either discuss divisive issues during work or pressure the entire team to come along to a rally, flash mob, or protest to boost the ranks.
I don't think we have anyone, do we?
Boy, I tell you, I think people now, with how divisive it has gotten,
just steer clear.
I think a lot of people just stay in their lane, man. They just shut up.
Yeah.
And we don't really talk about this kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah, it's not a...
I'm trying to think if we have one looking over at our table.
I can't think of one. I really don't. I don't think you get a lot of politics that happen in our office. I really don't. And if they do, it's someone, a bunch of liberal snowflakes like you.
Someone nominating Schultze.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we have one.
I don't. No, that's not us.
I don't. Okay, the next one on the list. These are the 10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers. Is the gossiper.
Yeah.
The office gossip can usually be found clustered with other coworkers around someone's desk, getting the scoop on which colleague is dating whom, what department may have layoffs, or the questionable thing that a manager did at the company holiday party.
Do we, again, I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, I hate to do this to you.
Yeah. This is me?
You're up there.
Really?
You're up there.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm spilling dirt?
I think you're out there getting the...
I'm getting the lay of the land.
Your ears to the ground. And the more...
know what's going on.
The more pervasive it is, the more you like it.
Well, he has a unique new perspective now in that there's someone on the sales staff who is dating someone that is close to Sue.
Yeah,
so he gets
like that.
He gets business from both sides now.
Boy, I don't like that at all. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now.
It's a bad dynamic.
Because he, who remained nameless, Joe Fisher... Dude, that dude tells his significant other everything.
Like, about what? What do you mean?
Anything. He's just like, he's one of those open relationships. That dude just, the amount of times that I come home and my lady friend has to be like, so I heard blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how did you know? I'm like, damn it, Joe.
Is Joe the gossiper?
Yeah. Joe needs to learn to shut his mouth. Yeah. Joe is, Joe spills everything. That's a good, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Joe tells his lady everything, and he's to learn the tried and true method of just shut up. Don't let worlds collide. I don't like how open Joe is. You can't spell families without lies. Zip it, Joe.
Are we missing a gossiper?
I'm telling you, it's Joe Fisher. I'm calling you out, Joe.
Interesting. The next is the suck-up. Every work group usually contains someone who sees the quickest way to career advancement as rubber-stamping everything the boss says or does.
Great idea, boss.
Whether it's constantly complimenting the superior or volunteering to take on extra projects, the suck-up is always the first with a hand in the air.
I think that might be Will Ortner.
Ortner or, well, it's all the young guys.
It's all the young guys.
It's Ortner or Schultze.
Schultze. There's a lot of this. We have the worst assignment known to man. You won't be paid for it, and you're going to be working basically for like no money. Absolutely, boss.
Now, our boss is sitting here captive, and he is listening to this segment.
Yeah.
Do you like having the suck-ups around? Or, yeah, he says no.
Yeah, he's not a suck-up.
And he's like, eh.
Yeah. But that's an Ortner Schultze thing, 100%.
And to be fair, those guys are always available, but I don't think they're kissing ass very much.
No, Will's kissing ass.
Is he?
Yeah. Will, look,
yeah, Will
the boss
kisses.
Is smiling right now. He's not. Will's kissing ass. And look, there's nothing wrong with that.
He says, Will's great. Well, he is great.
He is great. We love Will, but he's, you
he's
know.
A bit of a suck-up. Okay, the overworked martyr.
Swag.
This
100%.
100%. This is determined. The martyr is determined to outdo everyone on the team and having the biggest, most burdensome workload.
Swag.
Here's the situation.
If you mention a project that you're working on, the overworked martyr won't let you have the last word, saying, "Oh, you have a report to finish? I have three reports.
Swag.
And about 300 emails to get to before lunch."
Anytime,
so
everybody.
Stressed.
Anytime a conversation begins with Jason Swigart, it begins with this. And then we'll tell you how busy he is with his nine jobs. 100% swag.
The constant socializer. Some people live to work. The constant socializer is not one of them. This type of coworker looks for every opportunity to divert people from their projects by planning get-togethers and persuading other people to attend them. Hey, guys, who's up for lunch out, happy hour, or even brunch?
Is that our big boss?
Dude, I think it's
I
Kim.
I think it's Kim.
That's
I think
great.
I think she's in. I think that's where this goes.
It is Kim.
Yeah. That's the big boss.
Yeah, she's in charge of everything.
Yes.
Makes for a fun work environment,
and
doesn't it?
No one wants to go have fun more than one Kim Martinez.
Do we have a kitchen slob next on the list? Every office is with a shared break room has at least one kitchen slob who leaves dirty dishes on the counter or in the sink. I wouldn't know this.
Yeah, it's Joe Fisher.
Is it?
It's Joe. Yeah.
Every once in a while I do see...
It's Joe and it's Danny. Take your pick.
Ah, Danny.
Because Danny brings in, like, I don't know. Danny
well,
brings
he always
in.
Always has, like, Tupperware.
Yeah, it's an entire thing. And Joe's always microwaving something. But Danny, like, Uber eats in. Like, he brings in, like, a Hawaiian luau on a daily basis. It's a whole thing. Take your pick. Flip a coin. It's one of those two.
These are the 10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers. I think we'll break and we'll wrap it up next. There's several left on the list here. And then we'll get to your Club 1080 topics. We're here at 10 Barrel Brewing for Club at the Pub today. All Club 1080 edition of the program. We'll be right back on 1080 The Fan. All right, we're back drinking pub beers, having a good time. We're talking about the 10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers. The loud talker, we determined was Tim Taylor in our office.
Yep.
The political agitator, we don't have one of those.
I don't think we have one.
And I think we're lucky.
Yes.
Because we all know that guy.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Not anymore. We have the gossiper, which
apparently
I nominate you.
Apparently it's me.
But you mentioned Joe Fish. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I just am not around him enough to know that. We have the suck-up, which we identified as Will Ortner. And Schultze.
Side of Schultze, but mainly Ortner.
The overworked martyr, clearly Jason
Swag.
Swiger. The constant socializer, that's Kim, our big boss.
Kim, 100%.
The kitchen slob.
Danny.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dude, that guy eats his lunch, and I get it, they're a lunchtime show, so he has his lunch during the show.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable what he eats.
The spread.
And he leaves it out in the main, because we can't eat in the studio, so he leaves it out on the in the office there.
It's the most detailed lunch I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God, and he brings, like, different hot sauces?
Yes, it's the thing. There's usually some sort of, like a grocery bag. That holds it all. It's kind of incredible.
It's well thought out.
Yes, it is.
All right. The weekend warrior. Most offices have at least one person who is known much more for the sports events that they participate in over the weekend than for the work they do in the company.
Is that like Sprague, maybe?
It might be a marathoner, a 5K road racer, or an obstacle racer who does the tough mutter. You'll know this type by the medals, T-shirts, and race photos decorating their office.
Is that maybe Sprague? Because I feel like Sprague runs a lot, and he's a shirt-off guy. He does, like, hood to coast. So he's talking about, like, hoops games. Is that a Sprague, maybe? Do we have a full-on?
I don't know that we have one.
I'm saying like loosely maybe Sprague, but I don't really think anyone kind of.
Are we learning that we have a pretty cool office?
It's possible. Yeah, I don't think anyone really.
Well,
I
mean, we have Sales Dave. He's a runner.
Well, Sprague's a runner. You play golf. I mean, but you're not like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we joke, but it's not like you're constantly out at like all these different tournaments and bragging about it.
Yeah, I'm going to say we're going to go empty on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have the personal oversharer.
Personal oversharer.
Most teams have that one member who lacks an appropriate verbal filter. Every detail, whether from a relationship breakup or a shopping trip, is to be shared and rehashed for everyone within earshot. The personal oversharer might also be called the time suck because the minutes can quickly add up to a wasted chunk of the afternoon gobbled up by overly long personal stories.
Is that swag again?
Well, listen, yeah. I don't mean to throw stones here, but you guys kind of air people out oversharing about a lot of people at the company on our radio show. So it could be you two.
Yeah, I think we're candidates, but you certainly are a candidate for this. I think Swigart is.
I mean, we certainly talk about it on the show.
Well, I'm talking off the air.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, you know, you'll be regaling. If you have an audience, you will regale them.
We regale. All right.
Not me.
Not you.
I shut up. Everybody thinks I'm an ass because I don't ever say anything.
All right. I'll take the brunt of that.
So I'm going to go with you. Uh-huh. Maybe Swigart there.
Okay.
I'm trying to think somebody else in the office. I don't really know much about anybody in the office. Therefore, I don't think any of them are personal overshares. We know everything about you.
There you go.
And the know-it-all is last on the list. These are the 10 most annoying or difficult coworkers. Every group has a know-it-all who may also exhibit some of the same characteristics as the suck-up. This self-explanatory type is often a jack-of-all-trades but a master of none. Nevertheless, the know-it-all wants to be sure to come across as the authority on every topic.
Danny.
Ooh, that's good.
No matter what you're talking about, Danny will have a really big personal experience. It's Danny.
That's good.
Yes. 100%.
No matter what. I do feel like there's a man in attendance here who, hopefully they're not listening, but they're over there.
They're like, yes.
They're over there drinking pub beers.
Yes.
John Ludwig, Kugludes, he falls into this category.
Well, Luke may fall into this as well.
Oh, Luke.
Yeah, he's got, there'll be a tale.
Wow.
There'll be a tale.
The know-it-all.
Yeah.
You're right. That's good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. He may, you know, I went Danny. It may be Danny and Luke and a vicious cockfight for the top spot on that one.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for. Guess what's up next?
Hey, Club 1080. Go figure.
It's time for the club. Now, in the club, I think what we'll do is I've got 1, 2, 3.
We got lightning
rounds.
You're going to sports?
Yeah, we'll do.
Wouldn't that be something?
Joey Votto retired. Next. Take your calls.
Bo Nix, react.
One, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 topics that were written down and thrown into our conch here by listeners here. And we'll speed date those next.
Right,
how do you feel about that?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll do that next. In more Club 1080. From Tin Barrel Brewing on The Fan.
It's from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.